welcome to The Intersection. I'm your host, Amy Manuel. If you want to join the fun here on The Intersection, all you need to do is go to gabnet.net. That's GABNET.net, gabnet.net. And when you get there, look on the right-hand side of the page. You'll find my name, Amy Manuel. And click on that. That'll take you to our Zoom session where you can join in the fun. We're going to play a little bit of a party game called If You Were. With questions like, if you were a ghost, what would the neighborhood kids nickname you? Now that your options would be Grave Pooper, Ghosty McGhost-Faced, Silent But Deadly, One-Eyed Willie, or Boo Boo Beaver. So you want to get on the fun, get in on the fun. All you have to do to join is click on Amy Manuel underneath the Zoom links on the right-hand side of the page at gabnet.net. Now, what all has been going on? Well, there's been a lot going on. Apparently, Ghislaine Maxwell said of the well-known sexual predator who was best buddies with Jeffrey Epstein for all the years that he was, that Epstein was running his rape children farm network with boats and islands and desert resorts and so his best buddy, who is the only person that can get her clemency or a pardon, or, as we have already seen, get her moved to a minimum security club-fed prison here in Texas. And to call it a prison is really just, it's just ridiculous. It's not. I mean, there's no fence. There's no guards or anything. It's a retreat. That's what it is. It's utterly, utterly silly. And she's not eligible. Oh, let's see here. There we go. Charlie is with us.
Hi, Amy.
Hey, so, yeah, so Ghislaine Maxwell said of the, you know, Jeffrey Epstein's best friend and well-known sex predator that, oh, he didn't do any, she didn't see him do anything improper.
Who, Trump?
Yeah.
Of course.
And we are all shocked, shocked.
Yeah, that's why she's in that now. Yeah, what do you call it?
Club Fed in Texas.
Oh, yeah.
It's in College Station, which is, you know, well, or Bryan, which is where Texas A&M is located.
Oh, they moved there to Texas. Oh, okay.
Yeah. And the place that she's at, it has no gate or fencing. You know, it's got a little bit of a, you know, a short step over fence. And in certain areas, like, oh, there's no gate to get in. So it's just, you know, you just go down the driveway. You don't even have to, you know, it's no big deal. And they, you know, they have like pottery and gardening and stuff like that.
Yeah.
It's a retreat.
Ugh. Basically, yeah.
So she got moved to a retreat, and in return, she said, "What? I didn't see anything." She was Sergeant Schultz. "I know nothing. I've seen nothing." And now they're trying to make her out to be some sort of victim. And the actual victims and their families are beside themselves, horrified.
It's the first time anybody convicted of a sex crime has ever been put in a low security, a minimum security prison.
Yes, there's that. And they seem to have forgotten the victims altogether.
Yep, the real victims, yeah.
Not consulting them on any of this stuff. And, if you want to know what happened, ask the victims, not the perpetrator.
Yeah.
But, you know, there will, for certain, be plenty of people on the MAGA side that will believe any bullshit they're told. They're going to say, "See, we told you he's not in there. It's Clinton." You know it. He is a known predator. He yep. has been found liable by a jury to have committed sexual abuse.
Yep.
A jury, and the judge said, "Yeah, that's how New York law says rape is
yep.
sexual abuse." And and people think this is going to make the difference. I don't think it'll make a damn bit of difference. Yeah, what? there's some in his base that are still upset, but they're going to be quieted. They're not, it's not, he's not going to lose that many. I don't think. It's always projection and confession. Yep. Now they're trying to say that Barack Obama and Joe Biden and Hillary Clinton committed treason. And the whole first impeachment, for which we had impeachment hearings and we had lots of witnesses and we had recordings and yeah. audio, that was all a hoax. And they removed a couple of sections, Articles 9 and 10 of an. That's not the right correct. They moved from the constitutional website from Article 1, lines 9 and 10, or
yeah,
I'm not sure the correct way to phrase this, but 9 and 10 from Article 1, which defines some of the powers of the legislature, of Congress, has now been removed.
That means they don't exist anymore, right? Just because it's not on the website.
I mean, the party that always, you know, has their pocket constitutions and talks about how much they believe in the Constitution,
yeah.
they sure are just doing away with bits and pieces of it left and right. They're just either ignoring it, like the Emoluments Clause. I think Trump has made $5 billion in the last
6 months. Yeah,
last 6 months, $5 billion with a B dollars. It's crazy.
Yep.
You know, and that doesn't even count the plane that he's getting from Qatar or Qatar or however you pronounce it, and it doesn't include, you know, the resorts that he's going to get to build in these countries. And
yeah, it doesn't include like the resort he opened in Scotland on our dime, or you
right? Yeah, and then we have the Texas Democrats are in various places across the country, fleeing from, you know, and trying to uphold the law and uphold democracy.
Yeah.
By breaking quorum. Oh, here comes Wayne. In Chicago today, the hotel where the Democrats were staying had a bomb threat.
Oh, God. Of course.
But I have to say, there was this guy, I think it was in Boston. There was a group of Texas Democrats, state senators, I believe, and a group of other state members of state legislatures, assemblies, senates from several other states across the country, including Missouri, I think North Carolina, Indiana, California, that spoke to MSNBC. And they each got up and gave speeches, and each one ended with the phrase, "When we fight, we win." And, you know, it's a call and response. Whoever the speaker was, when we fight, everybody would go, "We win." I like that for a slogan. I think that's what the Democrats need to do more of, is fight.
Alan says he can't find the link. I don't know what he's trying to get on.
A link to what?
To your show.
Oh.
I don't know why you can't find it. It was there when I went to gabnet.net and it was right there.
Yeah, it's still on the right hand side of the page.
Yep.
Under under Alex's name.
Yeah.
Under Zoom.
Same place it's always been.
Mm-hmm. How's it gotten there here before?
I don't know. He hadn't answered me back. I just told him that. Yeah. Well,
I figured tonight we would play If You Were, because we haven't done that in a while.
Okay.
And since I've got two of you here, we could get started. And Alan, I suppose, will be here when he figures it out. He may need to run some updates or something. I don't know.
Probably his VPN.
Could be that, too.
That's probably it. He goes all over the place on that.
All right. So, if you were only attracted to animated characters, which would be top in My Spank Bank? Jessica Rabbit, Shrek, Wreck-It Ralph, Marge Simpson, or SpongeBob SquarePants?
You're specific, or are you mean?
You, personally, if you were going to pick from the list.
It'd have to be Jessica Rabbit. I'm sorry. That was a Freudian slip.
Wayne, how about you?
What was the first one you mentioned?
Jessica Rabbit, Shrek, Wreck-It Ralph, Marge Simpson, or SpongeBob SquarePants?
I don't know. I can't think of... I've never seen any of them, so I'm going to abstain from a selection there just to play it safe.
Well, Jessica, what was the name of that movie with Jessica Rabbit?
What was the name of that? Who Shot Roger Rabbit or something like that?
Yeah. Who Shot Roger Rabbit? That's it.
Yeah.
I guess I would go for Shrek. All right, let's see here. If we were all in a rock band, who would be the first person to leave?
Would be the first person to leave?
Yeah.
Of the group here? Is what you're saying? Alan.
Alan, yeah.
He's not here, though. I mean, if we're counting people that aren't here, Brian.
I think he's trying to get in.
Nothing's coming up on my end.
Yeah.
I clicked the link that was on Gabnet.net to get here. And what that does, then I get a little box up on the top that says, open Zoom or whatever it says. There's a little box that comes up. And I hit that open. Then I just wait for everything to take place. And it finally comes up with the boxes I need. And I click on the video icon because it's turned off.
Here
to start,
comes Alan.
And then join.
Yeah, even for me, it comes off. But even if I select with video, it comes up with the camera off.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, that's what it does, yeah.
So, even now, the host.
Are you talking about people Zoom. Joining?
Yeah, trying to sign on, yeah.
You know, that doesn't happen with Alex's show. I don't know why I couldn't get on. I rebooted my computer, and it came right. Soon as I rebooted it, come on. So,
yeah.
If all else fails with Windows reboot,
get out of the car and get back in.
Yeah.
All right.
Go ahead.
Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say it doesn't automatically connect to video.
It's yeah, I know. Even for me.
Yeah.
Really?
Wow. Even for me.
On Halloween, we'll leave the video off for everybody.
All right. If you were an exotic pet, which would you be? Sugar glider, axolotl, four-eyed opossum, dik-dik, or fennec fox?
Are any of those real?
They're all real.
They're all real.
They're all exotic pets. They're exotic animals. What was the first one?
Sugar glider.
Well, that would probably be me.
I'll be the fennec fox.
You were next.
I'll go to the last one.
Fennec fox.
I'll be the fox.
All right, yeah. So three of us are fox and one sugar glider. I don't even know what an axolotl is.
Yeah, explain it to it, Charlie.
I could Google it for you.
Oh. That's all right. Let's move right up. Move along. Okay. If you were a weapon, which would you be? Brass knuckles, Molotov cocktail, pitchfork, lightsaber, or squirt gun?
Lightsaber.
That's right. I can go into business doing lightsaber circumcisions.
Wayne?
Sounds good enough for me, yeah.
Lightsaber. Although squirt gun would be kind of fun. The way that I learned that I should never own a real gun was I went on a canoe trip with a bunch of people, and I had a bunch of little dollar store squirt guns, and I kept getting squirted with my own squirt gun, and somebody would steal it from me. Like, it would be much worse if that were a real gun.
You got to get the big super squirt, you know, the one that holds that.
Half a gallon of water.
Yeah, pump it up. Yeah.
Pump it up and say, here, you know, you're not wet enough. I just changed my clothes. Like I said, you're not wet enough.
Well, this was a canoe trip.
Like a fast river canoe trip where everybody gets wet every time you go through the waves?
Actually, it's a pretty tame, and there's a lot of portage. A lot of times you had to stop and lift the canoe up over a tree or something.
Yeah. Last time I was on a canoe trip, I'm like, why are people, we went through Whitewater a couple times, and I'm like, we're all drinking this beer, and why is nobody getting up to asking to stop to urinate? And, you know, and the guy next to me, I said, what are you doing? He says, just piss your pants. There's water coming into the boat. I'm like, no, I'm not going to do that. So I stood up. We got into shallow water. I stood up, and it became a Kodak moment, I guess. People on the shore, oh, look at that guy in the canoe, you know? Somebody said to me, when I finished, I think you're on, you know, 14 people over there on the shore. Did you see them? I said, no, I do now, though. God, I hope they got in focus or something. I said something like that. I didn't even realize they were there. I thought nobody would see me.
Yeah, you'll be on YouTube. And
we just get into the water and pee in the water.
I couldn't do that with the canoe kept moving. The boat we were in, you would lose the boat. I mean, you could hang on.
Well, we'd pull up on a sandbar.
Yeah, well, the
gravel bar.
Our canoe didn't want the canoe to stop.
Yeah,
so I suggested that, and he said, no, just... Yeah. Piss your pants. I said, well, okay. So I'll just stand up back here. I was lucky we weren't in Whitewater.
No, yeah. My favorite moment.
In the river, like Burt Reynolds.
My favorite moment from a canoe trip was we had pulled off. There was a certain spot where everybody was supposed to get out, and we were going to have fried chicken provided by the Handlebar, which was the restaurant bar that we all worked at. And we see this boat with two people in it, and the boat, the water inside the boat is almost up to the top. And she yells, "Save my makeup," and throws a gallon Ziploc bag of makeup at us, which she has brought on a day canoe trip. There was no overnight even. She's gonna be...
I would have grabbed it, filled it in water, sealed it, and threw it back at her.
Well, we had to actually, we set it down, and then we had to go save them. So we... our canoe. This is when I was still with my ex-husband. We got in our canoe because we knew, because they were going down.
Wow.
We found them in two separate places with, and then we had to rescue the canoe.
Yeah, you know, there was a lady in front of me in the canoe, and we started with five canoes. At the end of the river where we stopped, we had three canoes that were very full of people. So a couple of the people didn't know how to do what when the canoe flipped over, I guess. But we would come by, and I'd go, oh, look, there's some people in the water. Yeah, that's part of our party. We got to stop, take them on. I'm like, this canoe is already loaded. And then the guy says, I know more about this than you. I'm like, okay. So, I mean, you know, I was, you know, halfway through the canoe trip, I was drunk. I was drinking beer. It was hot. I mean, I would, you know, every 5 minutes I had to pee. Of course, after the first time, I just did it.
Yeah.
Do you remember the video game, the arcade game, Tubin?
No.
I don't know.
Oh, is that the where they go down the little inner tube down the river or something?
Uh-huh. And you have to grab the beer and avoid the fishermen and the twigs.
I don't remember all that. I people in front of me, the lady in front of me got a twig in her face about every 4 feet. She didn't know how to... I said, you know, if you put your hand up in front of your face, it'll hit your hand. You know, I thought, oh, my God, you must be a Republican.
A bitch. Oh. All right. So.
It was a fun canoe trip.
Yeah, canoe trips are fun. There was a guy who was a bartender manager at the Handlebar who had a business doing canoe trips, and he would put you in at one end of Spring Creek and pick you up at the other end.
Yeah, I would never want to go on anything more than a level two, which is what we were at, which is some white water. And, you know, we watch canoes going through these things like nothing, and we watch canoes in front of us going through them and just flipping over and everybody freaking out. I mean, you got life vests on, you know? Just swim to shore. It's 15 feet.
I mean, This was... in a lot of places, not even... You had to port because the water was...
Oh, yeah.
Because it was the middle of summer and the water was low.
Oh, yeah. Well, a couple people, ours had 6 seats. And a guy, 2 people in front of me, I think was 3 times more drunk than I was. He goes, look, there looks like somebody got out of the canoe and took a shit. And there's a turd floating down the water. And I'm like, oh, man, you had to bring that up. You got women on board. I mean, and he says, women shit, too. How do you know it's not a woman's turd? And I thought, well, you know, they may have got a Kodak moment on me one time. But that was gross. But, yeah, you got to do your business, I guess. And a flowing river is a great place. Anyhow, let's get out of canoes.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. If you were going to Renaissance...
By the way, I think it was a twig.
If you were going to a Renaissance fair, which character would you dress up as? A wench, a wizard, a princess, a knight, or a court jester?
A knight.
A knight.
Wizard.
Court jester.
There you go. That was quick.
All right. If we were all at a strip club, who would be the first to masturbate? Alan.
Wayne. I think we'd all say Alan.
Oh, well, thank you.
All right.
It's probably true, though. You know, so. I mean, you know, if God didn't want man to jack off, he would have made his arm shorter. I mean, what the hell?
If you were a 90s trend, which would you be? Tracksuits, the Macarena, butterfly clips, frosted tips, or baggy pants?
Baggy women's pants?
Just baggy pants.
The Macarena.
Tracksuits, the Macarena, butterfly clips, frosted tips, or baggy jeans?
Baggy jeans.
Yeah, I'll stay with baggy jeans.
Yeah, play it safe, yeah.
Baggy jeans.
Yeah, I've got a 50-50 chance I'll end up with a woman wearing them. See a lot of women. Even then, you didn't see a lot of women with baggy jeans.
I was doing a Macarena back in the 90s.
I always wore them. I always wore them because the tight jeans, Because I had a tiny waist and giant hips. I had the classic hourglass figure. I always wore baggy pants because they were the only ones that fit me in the waist.
Yeah.
I could either fit my hips or fit my waist. If you were an obnoxious laugh, which would you be? A howling hyena, a loud cackle, a belly laugh, a nervous chuckle, or a snorting chuckle?
A belly laugh.
Yeah.
Belly laugh.
I'll stay with that.
All right. If you were a 90s grunge classic, which would you be? Been Caught Stealing, Smells Like Teen Spirit, Plush, All Hail Me, or Machine Head?
Those names mean nothing to me.
Yeah, they don't mean anything to me either. I have no
me
idea.
Either, but
the bands or what?
Smells Like Teen Spirit is a that's Nirvana. And I am going to choose it's Weird Al alternative Smells Like Nirvana. Where he makes fun of the fact that you can't understand
the
singer. Well, here it is 40 years later and we still can't understand.
No.
I don't really know the rest of those songs. That's the only one. Da-da-da-da, entertain us. Here we are
Charlie,
now.
Charlie's
got to
be careful with his answers right now. His girlfriend's got a long arm.
So right, she's got an ear pod. Actually, she doesn't. Never mind.
All right. If we were all making first contact with alien life, who would be the first to flirt? I think it's Charlie. Charlie's the flirt.
Would be me.
You'd take on the Captain Kirk role.
I'm afraid so.
If you were a tool, which would you be? A jackhammer, a plunger, a drill, a Swiss Army knife, or a vise? I want to be the Swiss Army knife.
Yeah, me too. Jack of all trades.
Yeah.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Not an expert. Not a professional at anything, but I'm really mediocre at a lot of things.
Especially
good
when
description.
It comes to
law. Yeah, me too.
All right. If we were all film ratings, who would be X-rated?
Wayne.
All of us.
All of us.
At this point, none of us. Well, Charlie, maybe. All right. If we were all employees at a nefarious organization of villains, who would climb the corporate ladder fastest?
I can't see. I'm pointing down to the corner. Charlie.
Well, see, he's in the upper corner for me.
I'm in the upper right.
I mentioned his name.
He's in the lower left corner for me.
He's in the lower left corner for me, too. That's why I'm pointing down to the left corner.
Yeah, but we can't see what you're pointing at.
No. That's why
Wayne's in the lower left corner for me.
Everybody find the guy named Charlie.
All right. If we were...
No.
If you were a fun kink, which would you be? Dirty talk, role play, bondage, voyeurism, or toe sucking?
It depends on if I'm the one doing it or receiving it.
What were our choices again?
Dirty talk, role play, bondage, voyeurism, or toe sucking?
I'll go with
voyeurism.
I'll go with voyeurism too.
Voyeurism, sure, yeah. I make a good voyeur.
I'll go with role play.
That's what David said last night on the show. As he had his whip in his hand. And Amy was running around with her black leather hood on.
That would be bondage. That would be a different choice.
Be role playing. You know?
If we were all on a children's puppet show, who would worry the censors?
Alan.
Yeah.
All right. If we were all instantly naked, who would stare awkwardly?
We were all instantly what?
Naked. Who would stare awkwardly?
All of us.
You know, Wayne doesn't take credit for anything anymore.
If you were on a date, which would you be? A blind date, a first date, a Zoom date, an expiration date, or a court date? If you were a date, which would you be? A blind date, a first date, a Zoom date, an expiration date, or a court date?
I'd be a first date.
I'd be a Zoom date.
The expiration date.
Expired?
Blind date, what the heck?
I've only been on one blind date in my life and didn't like it.
No? She blindfolded you or she was blindfolded? or if you did it right, you both had a sack over your head in case one of them fell off.
And then put an empty one by a door in case company came over.
I've never been on a blind date. Look at what I'm missing out on.
I was somebody a coworker recommended.
When I was young, I went on a number of blind dates. I got fixed up with a number of people's friends.
Well.
All right. If you were a car brand, which would you be? A Tesla, a Ford, a Toyota, a Ferrari, or a Fiat?
Ferrari.
Ford.
I'd be a Ford.
I'd be a Toyota. I'd want to be a Toyota.
Fords are too expensive. I just spent $1,000 this week on my Ford.
We had a Ford F-150, and actually my current car is a Ford Escape Hybrid.
I got a Ford van, an E-150.
Well, I've had two Fords, an Escort and a Pinto, and had them both for like 10 years, and they just ran regularly. Well,
you never had anybody rear-end you in the Pinto, obviously.
Obviously, since I'm still here. Since I'm still here.
That's right. I'll never forget going into a GM dealership here in town to get a part for a friend of mine, and on the back wall of the parts counter, there was a husband and wife talking to each other, and she said, "Thank you, honey, for the birthday present, a 1971 Pinto with Firestone 500 tires on it." So the tires that disintegrated when you were driving
when
down
you,
the road.
Yeah.
So it was a cute thing. I assume that dealership didn't sell Firestone tires.
I assume that either, yeah.
All right, if we were all in a crash and survived, who would do the TED Talk?
Survived. Who would do the TED Talk?
I think that'd be you, Amy.
Yeah, probably.
What's a TED Talk?
You get up and explain what happened.
It's a PBS. You get on stage with a microphone headset and you talk about
whatever.
You overcome adversity and did this, TED Talk. It's really kind of its own thing. It's hard to explain. Yeah. You have to have actually seen them. But it's on PBS and that's going away.
Hey, Wayne, we could do a TED Talk on copiers.
Yeah.
Yeah, he could.
Something. All right. Or who has the most porn sites, Wayne?
I don't know.
If we were all book club members, who would pretend to read the books? Me.
Not me.
Not me either.
You would read the books?
Yeah, I wouldn't.
I would pretend. In fact, I was in a book club and pretended to read the books. Sometimes I didn't even pretend.
Then he'd be like Phil Meyer.
Yeah.
Alex's show, and he knows everything about what happened in the news with Trump, but didn't read anything but the caption, the headline. You know, and I'm like, where do you get this stuff from? I don't know. I mean, I guess I missed out, and Alex would give him shit.
I always read the book.
Yeah, I mean, that's a way to learn.
I sometimes didn't even buy the book.
Mm-hmm. I like books on tape where you can just put the headphones in your ear.
Yeah, or listen to them. Yeah, you can get them on tape now.
I was in one book club where I read all the books, and sometimes I also read them as audiobooks. It was right before... It was when I was running for... county commissioner back in 2006, I joined a library book club called Book Haters, and we read banned books.
Yeah.
That was fun because I read some books that I wouldn't have otherwise read. And, sometimes it was something that I'd heard about for years, like Lolita. I read the Philip Pullman books, The Amber Spyglass, and
I was never much of a fan of Stephen King, but so the next movie I went to watch was Children of the Corn, and I read the book first, and it was a great movie.
That's
one nice thing about a book before a movie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think you get a lot more out of the book, and then you'll get a lot more out of the movie.
Well, the kids learn to read on the Harry Potter books.
Mm-hmm.
And so when we went to that first Harry Potter movie, I was surprised how it was just almost word for word out of the book.
Yeah.
Because most movies of books are not. And the book
is probably cheaper than the movie.
But it was just, they followed it, that first movie in particular.
Yeah, the first one anyway.
It was just almost line for line the book. The descriptions, everything matched the book just perfectly. But on the opposite side of that, I read the book Forrest Gump years before they made a movie of it. And I was really, unlike most of the rest of the world, I was quite disappointed in Forrest Gump because I had read the book.
Oh, I'm glad I didn't read the book then.
Yeah.
Yeah, really. Me too. I
really liked the movie.
I liked the movie too, and I didn't read the book.
Yeah. I read the book.
Most movies that I see, I don't read the book first, but sometimes a book comes out, a friend of yours refers you to it, and you read it, and you go, wow, this is really interesting. And then 3 years later, they come out with a movie, and you go, do I want to spend $15 to see what I just read a couple of years ago? No, I don't think so.
Well, the ones we looked forward to the Harry Potter movies, and we looked forward to the Lord of the Rings. Yeah. I had read those when I was a kid. And
I think Lord of the Rings was, I never saw the movie or the book, but I think that it would have been a good story in a book.
I never could get into the book, but I really enjoyed the movies.
No, I read, well, one of the first books I read that was, you know, a chapter book with lots of words. I was in third grade, and my third grade teacher had started reading to us from The Hobbit. And so I got the book and read the whole book. And then from that, I went into The Lord of the Rings, and I read all of those. And then I read Sir Gawain and the Green Knight, and I tried to read Silmarillion many times. But it is the most boring of boring of boring books that ever was.
The interesting thing is, after I read a book, if it's really good, I hang on to it, which I probably have bought 1,500 books in my lifetime, and I think I got 7 left. Mm-hmm. Just, you know, after you read it once or twice, it's not like a movie. You watch a movie and you really enjoy it. You put it in your collection, and, you know, you go back and watch it time and time again. And so, I don't know.
I have many books that I've read many times.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure.
Yeah, one of my favorites is Letters from Earth by Mark Twain, which is a collection of short stories, but it starts out with Lucifer writing to Gabriel about Earth and how crazy it is. Like, what's the thing that both earthlings and gods most love? Sex. They love having sex. What did they leave out of their heaven? Sex. They've got everybody, not one in a thousand who want to sit and listen to harp music, but they've got us all in heaven playing harps all the time. It was a pretty funny book. It had the diary of Adam and Eve, or it had Eve's diary, and it's really, I highly recommend it. It's called Letters from Earth. All right, if we were all random texts, who would be the nude pic? Not me.
It would be what?
The nude pic. It's not me. I don't even want to look at myself in the mirror without my clothes on.
I guess it would be me then. I used to go swimming at nude swimming holes here in Austin.
What's it called?
It wasn't Hippie Hollow. We went to Marshall Ford.
I didn't. The only one I knew about was Hippie Hollow.
Yeah.
One Clatch, which is just a gathering of old people for brunch once a week on the Tuesdays. Somebody suggested we all go to Hippie Hollow, and I'm like, I don't want to see any of you people without your clothes on. I'm not even sure I want to see you in shorts.
That was always the best part about going to the beach near the ocean. Water was too damn cold to go in it, but boy, the eye candy was incredible.
Yep.
You know, seeing all these girls in their bathing suits.
All right. If you were a character in The Suicide Squad, which would you be? Harley Quinn, Bloodsport, King Shark, Amanda Waller, or Peacemaker?
The only one I know is Harley Quinn.
That's the only one I've heard of either.
Yeah, I don't know who the others are either.
Yeah.
I guess we're all Harley Quinn.
Yeah.
All right, if we were all in a high school yearbook, who would be the most likely to do jail time? I say Wayne.
Yeah. That woke him up.
Wouldn't be me. I was the most boring goody two shoes in the world in high school.
I just never got
caught. Say the question again. If we were all what?
If we were all in a high school yearbook, who would be most likely to do jail time?
Okay. Well, you know, during high school, if I'd got caught doing some of the things I did, I probably would have never been a police officer. So.
Yeah, that's.
I think it was our yearbook or maybe the year before in 76. We had some kid that couldn't show up because he was in jail. And so his girlfriend went down and took a picture of him. And they put the picture of him behind bars.
Behind bars.
And it looked so fake and set up. But I guess it was real. That was the rumor. I didn't know either one of them. But I don't know. That's a good claim to fame. Yeah, where were you at during your junior year? In jail. Just go look in my yearbook. It's strange. I mean, you know, I thought it was a joke.
All right. If you were a trophy husband, which celebrity would you be married to? Would you marry Zendaya, Florence Pugh, Kim Kardashian, Selena Gomez, or Oprah Winfrey?
Selena Gomez.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. That leaves you out, Amy. We're supposed to slip your name in there, you know?
Yeah. I love Only Murders in the Building.
Me too.
And you know, they brought back Match Game, and she was on the first episode. Martin Short is hosting Match Game, and so Selena Gomez was on the panel for the first show.
I know they brought it back.
Yeah. There's only been two episodes posted so far. I think it's on Hulu.
I'm still working my way through the X-Files on Hulu.
I finally
9 years.
Yeah.
Were they on that long?
Yeah, we're on 9 years, yep.
I don't think I have I don't have the DVD collection, but I probably have seen every one of them. Including the two or three movies they made.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's been a while though. But I finished finally with all 18 seasons of Murdoch Mysteries.
Wow.
I remember sitting with a girlfriend, sitting on the couch watching The X-Files, and she says, "Oh my God, look at that guy. He's so sexy." And I'm like, "Who are you talking about? The black guy that was on, that was one of the FBI agents that was in this movie?" And I'm like, "I don't think he's sexy at all." And she says, "Well, of course you don't. You're not turned on to guys." I said, "No, I don't think he's that good looking. I'll change that." And she says, "Oh, you're blind." And I'm like, "No, whatever." You know, I mean, okay, you know.
Who was she talking about? What's the name of the actor?
I don't know.
What show was that?
The X-Files.
I don't remember a black actor.
There was a supervisor, FBI supervisor who was black and looked like he was 30. And he looked kind of like a hunk, I guess. At least that's
okay, it must be in later episodes. I'm in year four. I haven't seen any black FBI agents who were super black.
Oh, well, somebody's got to mop the floors. Mm-hmm. Oh, he wasn't mopping the floor in the movie.
It was in the TV series or in the movie?
I only saw him once in the series, in the TV series. I only saw him once. He wasn't a regular character.
Okay, well, I don't,
I don't know.
there's a lot of...
But she was turned on to guys that were fat, so I fit right in there. And black guys. What a weird combination.
Yeah.
And I said, "You should find yourself somebody that's black that's fat." "No, I don't like that combination." And I'm like, okay. And for a minute went there, I thought, why am I dating her?
I just require nerdy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She was strange. That's why I'm dating her. I have always dated strange girls.
Yeah, I was just thinking, Charlie, you and I have the most weirdly specific things in common.
Oh, yeah?
Like, we both started lobbying with Planned Parenthood in 2003. That's very...
Yes, funny is the same year is what gets me.
Yeah, that is weirdly very specific. And it's not like, you know, Alan and I are both Jewish. But that's just kind of a big general thing, but that's so weirdly specific. And the fact that we both know all of the Alan, all of the Tom Lehrer songs.
Tom Lehrer songs, yeah.
Yeah. That is a very specific and random thing that there aren't a lot of people.
The interesting thing was, other than Wayne, I mean, meet Wayne on the show, other than Wayne not ever being a police officer, we had a lot in common. We both worked on copiers. We both worked on electronics equipment and stuff like that. We both know about Leslie speakers and stuff like that. It's just kind of amazing. You meet somebody and you know so much in common. And then Wayne sends me the videos and he says, you can hear the Leslie speaker, if you guys don't know what it is, spin up. It's a spinning speaker. It's true surround sound before surround sound became a thing. Wow.
So and that's weirdly specific.
Yeah.
Well, it was because it only ran by a Hammond B organ. You had to have a Hammond Type B Model B organ in order to get the Leslie speaker to work.
Wow.
I had friends of mine that were into that and had Hammond B organs, and Wayne knew all about them. So,
never heard of them before.
Again, that's an oddly specific thing that y'all have in common. It's weird how things, specific. You know, it's weird stuff like that.
It is. You know, you get on some shows and you have nothing in common with anybody. And then you get on a show like this, you know, and you find somebody on the show, and I'm thinking, this guy and me, I mean, we could be like brothers or whatever. I mean, we've done so many things, so many types of work that he's done that I've done. And, you know, I mean, he talks to me about a copy. I've never worked on a copier printer, but it's a lot like a laser printer. Like a laser copier, basically, much slower. And so I could probably fix one. You know, we both know electronics. We both understand radio stuff, and he's much more into it. I mean, he's got a ham radio and stuff like that. He used to talk to Mike Allen every night. No, he didn't. but Mike Allen, I guess, had a ham operator.
If you want to hear a Leslie speaker, you ever hear the song Born to Be Wild, Steppenwolf?
Yeah.
Play that one and listen to the organ.
Yes.
Concentrate on the organ. You'll hear the Leslie spin up and then turn down.
So what it is there's a speaker on that. It's in a beautiful cabinet of wood. And there's a speaker. I guess there's probably one main motor. And it drives this cone on the bottom. You can't see any of this. There's little grooves cut in the front. There's no grill, like a traditional speaker. It's got these little grooves. And if you just back
and
up,
it's time to go.
Oh. Is it really? Oh, wow.
Yeah. I was trying to get your attention. I was like, hey, well, we got to wrap this up.
Held up a watch, you know?
Yeah. I don't wear watches anymore.
I'll send you one. It'll be diamond crusted.
I actually do have a diamond crusted watch. A diamond, yeah.
Somebody took care of you. You should hang on to him.
Oh, well, no, it's my grandparents had a jewelry store.
Oh, okay, nice.
So the one thing that I inherited was jewelry, right? Really good stuff too. So yeah, there, like, I think there were enough watches. Like everybody got their own watch, their own diamond watch, from my mom. So she inherited a lot too. anyway, that's all we have time for. As I remind you every week, it isn't what we don't know that gives us trouble. It's what we know that ain't so.